Tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for joining me today. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, this is Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Again, thank you all for tuning in this afternoon. Hopefully, I can make your day just a little bit better with some Asian pop music because, you know, that's just what I love doing. So I know right now, you know, it's crunch time here at UBC. A lot of people are feeling the heat of all the assignments and all that fun stuff that really isn't all that fun. But again, you know, stay strong. It'll be over soon. And with that, today I'm going to start us off on a really bright note. I know everyone is tired and some, you know, some of us may be facing some burnout right now. So this is going to be a little inspiration for you. Now, as you know, this past summer, it was the 2014 FIFA World Cup. And one thing that I noticed about the World Cup is that every time there is one, it's always accompanied by some really great songs. I remember back in 2010, Shakira had that really good hit, and the name of the song escapes me at the moment, but I'm sure I'll remember sooner or later. And this year is no different. I managed to find a song that was a mix by one DJ IVZ from China, and it was performed by four very talented artists, Shou Luo and Jolin Tsai from Taiwan, Aaron Kwok from Hong Kong, and Momo Wu from China. Shou and Jolin are hailed as the dance royalty of Taiwan. Aaron Kwok is considered one of the four heavenly kings of pop music in Hong Kong, and Momo Wu was on the 2012 season of The Voice of China. She's got a really husky and strong vocal tone, and she is also a mega fierce dancer. Now, this track has a music video to it, and it's a great dance performance by four great dancers. And this was actually a Pepsi advertisement released this past summer in June, right around the start of the World Cup. It was for the World Cup, and it's also for Pepsi. And this song, it was released as a promotion, but it doesn't stop it from being good. And it's all about living in the moment, not hesitating to seize the chance to be great. It's time to get moving. Don't be a bystander. That's coming up next. Time to seize the day with Shou, Jolin, Aaron, and Momo, and of course, DJ IVZ. Shake your body.
Let's party. It's about that time. Get ready. Tearing up the tables. DJ IVZ from China, live in the mix.
DJ IVZ with Shake Your Body, Live For Now. I have to say that the intro to the song was kind of hilarious to me because it's that whole, oh, now it's time for DJ so-and-so, you know. Usually you only associate that stuff with DJs from here in North America or DJs from Europe and other places out here where they speak English, you know. It's good to see that Chinese DJs are learning from their peers. And I know the World Cup was a long time ago at this point, but today seemed to be appropriate for this song. Again, as I said, it is crunch time here at school. A lot of people are just tired of work, tired of school, and they're just exhausted. And I wanted to let everybody know that, you know, it's okay, that it'll be over soon, and that you should always look forward to tomorrow. Stay strong, keep your head up, all that good stuff. Now, it's time to switch things up a little bit, and we're going to take this over to Korea now. Up next is Korean girl group FX. The song from them today is called Electric Shock, off their EP of the same name. The song is in the typical FX fashion. It's cool. It's a little more urban in sound. It's got that swag. It's upbeat, and it's just a lot of fun. The lyrics are kind of interesting. They say stuff like, you know, it's a little hard to explain, but if they say they're an electric shock, or if they're saying someone else is an electric shock, maybe they need a defibrillator. You never know. But the song is, it's fairly urban in style. It's got a hip-hop beat to it. It's got a hip-hop beat to it, or at least urban in style, with just the right twist, the right amount of twist of the K-pop style and the electronic sound, which I guess is appropriate considering that the song is called Electric Shock. And FX, definitely, they are a very good group and very underrated in comparison to other girl groups active now. So we got to show them some love. FX, Electric Shock, coming up next.
Electric, electric shock, electric.
Electric shock. 점점 전류들이 몸을 타고 흘러다녀 기절할 듯 아슬아슬 찌릿찌릿
춤 궁금해 내 사랑이 과분해
좀 맞춰서 날 사랑해줘
기척 없이 나를 놀래키지 말아줘
중둥둥 하지 말고 살짝 나를 피해줘
겹겹겹겹 하는 세계 그 속에 날 지켜줘
의사 선생님 yeah. 이건 뭔가요
하하.
숨이 가쁘고
yeah.
열이 나요
oh.
말 문이 막혀
yeah.
귓가는 징동징동 눈이 바쁘셔
아하.
머릿속은
끝이 없는 너의 게이지 게이지
점점 빨라
FX with Electric Shock, and the great thing about FX is that they consistently bring out cool songs. It, you know, I guess having more sporadic releases rather than frequent returns and disappearances over a year allows producers to toss them some good songs. However, it will likely be a while before FX comes out with any new material. It's well known that member Suddy is currently on hiatus, taking a break from the entertainment industry, by clubbing and going on vacations with their boyfriend. FX was hit pretty hard by that scandal. You know, that was a big thing. Over a year ago, it was rumored that she was dating Cheja of Dynamic Duo, which has been confirmed, if you remember that. And, you know, with one member of the group gone, the continued activity of the group is put into question. But that is a discussion for another time. If you like the song, do go and check them out some more. So I think it's time to tone it down a little bit. And for that, I have a song by one of Korea's top male vocalists. K-Will is here with a song called 오늘부터 일일, which means Day One. It's off his newest EP, One Fine Day, released this past summer in June or July. This song is great in that it is actually an ode to average guys. The song is about a guy trying to win over a girl that he likes, saying things like, oh, can we talk for a bit? There's something I need to say to you. You know, it's that I'll treat you right. I know I will. I'll be good to you. And there's this one really memorable line which goes, 못생긴 애들 중에 내가 제일 잘생긴 것 같아, which quite literally means, of all the ugly dudes, I'm the best looking. Yeah, this one really is for all the average guys out there who, you know, can't seem to catch a break or they're a little bit nervous. So K-Will is here telling you that it's okay. The important thing is to have a personality. And, you know, I heard that line and felt it was just way too funny not to play on the show. And I felt that today was appropriate to play this song. And I think with winter around the corner, it'll be like all the Korean dramas that take place in winter. So love is in the air, and it's time for the dude to confess. That's coming up next, K-Will, Day One.
You're my lady. 밤새 눈을 뜨고 보이는 걸 얘기해봐. 잘 안 보이니 네 남자가 안 보이니
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tide that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break was K-Will with Day One. What's interesting is that K-Will is considered Korea's Brian McKnight for his soulful voice, and his nickname is actually Brian Hyung-Knight, which is taken from his Korean name Kim Hyung-Soo. A funny thing is that K-Will is currently part of the cast of a show in South Korea called Real Man, which is a military variety show where they take these celebrities and then throw them with a specific unit within the army, and then they live amongst the soldiers, train with them, and do all that fun stuff. And he was actually punished on the show one time by his squad commander because he apparently sang a war song with a little bit too much soul. Now, I never heard of singing with soul being a bad thing, but they do things differently in the military. Regardless, you can check out more of K-Will. You can get a little more of his soulful voice. So we're going to move on from there. Next up, I have a Taiwanese singer who is one of Mandelpop's favorite ballad singers. She goes by the name Jiang Meiqi, Maggie Chang. In Taiwan, she is called a therapeutic singer for her poignant delivery of emotional ballads. She has a very soothing vocal tone and conveys the emotion of the song very, very well. The song from Maggie today is called My Room, and it's the title track of her 2012 album of the same name. The idea behind the song is that a specific room was where she learned about love, where she and her lover agreed to be strong together, where she thought that they would be able to dwell together in their love. And after it all ends, the room is no more than a place where she goes to hide her tears and her hurt. The song is, it has a really good build-up with a great transitions from her softer tones into her higher notes, and it features a more orchestral instrumentation, some string instruments that come in and then come out and then build up and adds more instruments as it goes along the song. And she's actually signed to the record label established by Guang Liang, Michael Wong, who is another Mandelpop ballad master. So with them collaborating, you can be sure that she and Michael will be delivering some greater ballads in the future. That's coming up right now, and afterwards we're going to listen to a very popular Singaporean singer known as Ah Du. So for now, Maggie Chang, My Room.
活里，我的爱不变不移，就算是碰到回去，我也追到十七世纪，在风里，在雨里，你的雨伞吹翻过去，我绝对毫不犹豫，为你披上我的外衣。是你让我看透生命这东西，四个字，坚持到底。我如果没有你，我的生活回到一片狼藉。是你让我翻破爱情的秘籍，四个字，坚持到底。我不管有多苦，我会全心全力爱你到底。在风里，在雨里，你的雨伞吹翻过去，我绝对毫不犹豫，为你披上我的外衣。是你让我看透生命这东西，四个字，坚持到底。生活回到一片狼藉，是你让我翻破爱情的秘籍，四个字，坚持到底。我不管有多苦，我会全心全力爱你到底。当你看进我的眼里，我的心颤抖不已，说一句，感觉累了时候，让我抱紧。啊，是你让我看透生命这东西，四个字，坚持到底。我如果没有你，我的生活回到一片狼藉。是你让我翻破情的秘籍，四个字，坚持到底。我不管有多苦，我会全心全力坚持到底。
That was A Du with a song called 坚持到底, which means persevere to the end. And right before that, we had Maggie Chang. And, you know, I'm going to talk about A Du for a little bit. And he is a pop star from Singapore who was discovered by a talent scout while working as a construction foreman. He was given the chance to record an album and debuted in 2012 with Nightfall. It was such a hit that he then followed up with another very successful album, Persevering to the End, the same year. He was an overnight star, in a sense, and you can check out more of his music online and hear what else one of the top romantic singers of the past decade has to offer. So right now, we're going to get into our day, our weekly news segment, where we cover some of the biggest things, some of the biggest stories and events, of just a few of them, that have happened this past 7 days in the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. So, the first story that I have for you today is from Hong Kong, and it's Donnie Yen's The Monkey King was released in January and earned approximately 1.53 billion renminbi in the mainland box office. Now, why is this a story? It's because, despite the success of the movie, it seems that he will be replaced by Aaron Kwok. Now, originally, Aaron Kwok was playing the Bull Demon King, and is rumored to replace Donnie as Sun Wukong, the title character of the very famous Chinese classic novel Journey to the West. And he will replace Donnie in the second film, which will start filming at the end of November. And since Donnie already has other film projects, including Ip Man 3, lined up until next year, he is unable to return for the sequel to The Monkey King. Aaron's manager has stated Aaron will take part in the second film of The Monkey King, but the details and character will be officially announced by the production company. Although not confirmed, Aaron has shared several photos of himself as The Monkey King on his social networking sites, and his portrayal of the famed character will capitalize on his agility due to his dance background. Also, in related news, the second film, the sequel to The Monkey King, will focus on the story of the white skeleton demon, who will be played by Gong Li, a very famous Chinese actress, and allegedly William Fang will play the holy monk, Xiao Xinyang will play Pigsy, and Hu Ge will play the dragon horse. Additional details of the project will be kept secret to heighten anticipation for the film, which is scheduled for a 2016 release. The staff will utilize new makeup techniques and computer-generated animation to produce the best results. The design of the skeleton demon will be the highlight of this film. So that's something a little interesting. You know, regardless, I think that it will still be a great movie. Donnie Yen is a very tremendous actor and a very good martial arts star. Aaron Kwok is also a very famous actor and very talented in his own right as well. So I think this interchanging may be necessary if Donnie is busy with other film projects. But that won't stop the production of it, and that won't stop people from seeing it. So all the best to the both of them. And we're going to move on to a story from Korea. Now, recently in Korea, there has been a bit of a controversy regarding a rookie group that is set to debut very soon called Lovelies. And they're signed under Woo Lim, and it's recently been revealed that one of the members was caught up in a scandal which is apparently involves her leaking some nude photos. Now, the story I have today is that Woo Lim Entertainment has revealed that member So Ji-soo, the one who is involved in this, will be absent from Lovelies' debut promotions to focus on dealing with the rumors and regaining a peace of mind after suffering from mental shock. Woo Lim Entertainment stated on the 12th, although it is Lovelies' debut day, unfortunately only 7 will be going on stage. We've decided that the first priority is getting mental health for So Ji-soo. Until she has received treatment and we have caught the perpetrator who has brought about this issue, So Ji-soo will not be joining promotions. However, she is not leaving the group. This is just a halt to her activities. So Ji-soo has been swept up in absurd rumors and is having a very difficult time. She is unable to regain stability nor go on stage. Thus, this morning, she headed to the hospital. The rest of Lovelies will hold their debut showcase as scheduled today. Since there has been, so far, no announcement of any changes in the group's upcoming release or schedules, it's expected that everything will go on as planned when So Ji-soo focuses on dealing with the rumor and getting mental help before rejoining the team. So, this story is really interesting. Stuff like this happens all the time, but I have actually never heard of something like this before, where a person involved in the entertainment industry themselves is releasing these questionable photos, whether or not this is actually even true. But regardless, I really think that people should know that such malicious rumors, you know, so much hate and so much... I'm sure that she's getting death threats right now too. You know, that's not cool, especially because she's so young. She's still a rookie. You know, if she has done something like this, then it's a mistake that she made and she will have to own up to it eventually. But come on, death threats are just not cool. Anyway, we're going to move on to the last story, also from Korea, and it's involving Zico, the member of Block B, and his new music video, Tough Cookie. Now, a lot of people have found the movie offensive for its use of the Confederate flag and derogatory terms. So last week, Block B's Zico dropped his MV for Tough Cookie and is receiving a lot of negative attention from international fans as they react to Zico's use of the Confederate flag and derogatory terms. The Confederate flag, if you go onto the music video, can be seen very visibly at two specific points in the music video. Now, the whole deal of the Confederate flag is that anybody who studied American history knows that, you know, it was the southern slave-owning states that banded together as the Confederacy to fight against the Union headed up by Abraham Lincoln because they did not want to lose the rights of their slaves. Now, previously it was just the idea of rebels going against the government, but now it's become, because of that connotation with not with a slave owning state, it's become synonymous with you know, such groups such as the KKK, and it's basically a big sign, a big symbol for racist, especially towards people of African American heritage. And you know, it's a symbol of racism, and some international netizens are misunderstanding Zico's of the word Niga, which is Korean for you, and they think that it's the racial slur, which it's not. And a lot of other people have pointed out that it's very likely that neither Zico nor his stylist were aware of the negativity surrounding the Confederate flag. And he's also been criticized for the use of the derogatory term against homosexuals, and which is the F word, which I will avoid saying for now. But without going too much, into detail about this, essentially people have been reacting in a way that was like, I would like to see this idiot visit a real hood with that jacket that has the Confederate flag on it, and see him get his ass handed to him real quick, yeah, along those lines. Regardless, a lot of people have been defending him, saying that he's probably just ignorant. He doesn't know what it really means. But you know, there have been issues like this before, and people in the Korean entertainment industry have done stuff like this before. They've even gotten away with it, but I don't think ignorance can really be used as a plea in this case. You know, especially with the internet the way it is today, and South Korea having the fastest, most developed internet in the world, a quick Google search will tell them exactly what the Confederate flag means. So I really don't think it's an excuse. You know, but Zico's still a very talented dude, still, you know, a very good artist, but this is one big slip up that a lot of people don't seem to be won't be able to forgive, and I will not, you know, I will remain impartial in this, but I definitely have my own thoughts on this as well. You know, that'll be the end of this week's news segment, just some of the bigger stories this week. Tune back in next week where we check out some other news stories that'll happen in the next week or so. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
CITR has revived. Its long dormant beginner show, It Ain't Easy Being Green. With the support of experienced programmers, this show offers fully trained CITR members, especially students, the opportunity to get on the air.
Thursday, T-H-U-R-S-D-A-Y. Thursday.
11.
It Ain't Easy Being Green on CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM, and it's time we return to the music. Now, if you're just tuning in right now, during the news segment right before the break, we covered some of the big stories that happened in Asian entertainment this week, including Zico's current faux pas with the Confederate flag. Now, I've said it earlier, and I will say it again, ignorance cannot be used as an excuse in this case. You know, it's the 21st century, it's 2014. A quick Google search will tell him exactly what it means. It's something unforgivable, and honestly, I'm not too sure what to think anymore, and a lot of people stand with me on this one. Anyway, we're going to go back to the music, and right now we have our Canadian Artist of the Week. This week, I have an R&B group from Montreal known as Lucas Teague. They are a four-member and multicultural R&B group that has been active for a very long time. The story behind their name is actually very interesting. Traditionally, a harmony requires five equally gifted singers to perform this harmony. So when the search for their fifth member did not yield any results, Peter, Rich, Lex, and Greg decided to name the fifth member Lucas Teague, and that name eventually stuck. They've earned a lot of good feedback for their work, with critics hailing them as the reincarnations, if you will, of Boyz II Men, Jagged Edge, and other famous R&B groups of that caliber. The song from them today is called When She Knows, which is off their 2008 album, The Story of Lucas Teague, and showcases their ability to harmonize in such a way that it actually makes, you know, a certain effect as if it sounds like it's been auto-tuned, but it's actually not. It's actually due to the harmony. So let's check it out. Showing some love to our fellow Canadians, Lucas Teague, When She Knows.
She's so beautiful, it's no lie, she's my life. Sometimes I watch her sleep all night, in the back of my mind. Can't get my mind off of her, day she leave? Not at all, I guess she can't wait. It's like my world's crashing down if she leaves at all. I wish I'd never known her. It's got me losing control. It's got me losing control. Cause she don't know.
But my past haunts my life. I can hide it, but it'll probably be best if she heard it from my mouth. Someone tell me how she gon' take this. And if she walks away, then I got nothing. I know I'll be the one to blame.
She gon' know.
That was Lucas Teague with When She Knows, a little something for the R&B lovers, pure vocally driven R&B performance. You know, performers like that of the same style like Boyz II Men, Blackstreet, Jagged Edge are a dying breed, and it's good to see that there are still people who are working to keeping that art alive. And you want to listen to more of Lucas Teague, you can find them on YouTube, listen to their covers and their originals, show some love to hardworking Canadian talent, you know? Up next, I have a song by a Korean girl group called Hello Venus. They are a 6-member group that for a while was jointly managed by Pletus Entertainment and Fantagio. They were managed in that fashion since their debut in 2012, but they split this past summer in July. They are now solely managed by Fantagio, and they brought in 2 new members to compensate for the 2 Pletus trainees that had left. They had their return with the new lineup last week on November 6th. The song was composed by Brave Brothers, and it's called Sticky Sticky. Now, I know what a lot of people are thinking right now, and I can only say, get your mind out of the gutter. It's not quite what you think it is. It's more along the lines of the girls being, oh, look, I'm so hot, I got you mesmerized, and I'm caught up in thoughts of you as well. Let's get together, and no one will pry us apart that easily. Sticky, in a sense that is like, you know, things actually stick together. Sticky like melted candy, almost. So there may be some sexual undertones, but if there are, they do a fairly good job of keeping it covered a bit. It's a cool track. It's catchy. It's more like the stuff I listened to before I got into Asian pop music. Let's check it out. Hello Venus, Sticky Sticky.
Hello. It's new beginning.
Hello.
Brave sound and hello Venus.
Hello.
Now we're together.
That was Hello Venus with Sticky Sticky, their latest release. This was a really big shift for them. They were previously known as the sweet, lovable girls, not the sultry, confident, and sexy ladies that they were portraying themselves to be in this new song. Of course, some people are calling this a phase or a fad, or they say that they just don't like the direction they're taking, but all artists need to reinvent themselves at some point, or at least the label will decide that it's time for a change. And I'm curious to see where they go from here, and, you know, of course you can listen to listen to some of the earlier stuff as well. You can go and check them out. Up next is a Mandopop singer known as Della Wu, aka Ding Dong. Now, Ding Dong is not a joke of any kind. It's actually the way Mandarin speakers use to describe the sound of bells. So, like a jingle, she debuted 7 years ago and was hailed as one of the best new voices in the Mandopop scene, especially for her use of the whistle register, previously the domain of Jane Zhang. The song I have from her today is from her latest studio effort, Dare to Love, and it's the title track of the same name. The lyrics are about how she is brave enough to say it was her lover that was unfaithful, he who betrayed her trust and threw away what they had. She goes on to say that it's because of that she is brave enough to love again, to go and find another person. So in honor of the approaching winter, another ballad to soothe the soul and ease some of the stresses of the day. Sit back and enjoy the unique vocals of Della Wu. Dare to Love, Della, Ding Dong, coming up next.
都没了，没有能面子。
That was Della Wu with Dare to Love, another great ballad from Mandopop. She's got a really good style, and I can actually envision her singing some more rock-style tunes with that vocal tone in the future. You know, even some rock ballads, it'll be good to see how she kind of changes up her sound a little bit. She's just getting started, you know? And also, she's coming to Vancouver in December for a couple of shows. So, hey, if I have successfully converted you into a fan of Della, there's that. And she also has several other albums under her belt. You can check those out, too. For the last track of the day, I have a song from Jay Park off his second studio album, Evolution. The song is called So Good, and it's an ode to Michael Jackson. It's produced in a similar manner to Michael's songs. It's sung in a similar way, all the different ad-libs that Michael was famous for, you know, like, ooh, ah, ah, you know, all that stuff, all the ad-libs. And in the music video, he even went with a red jacket and used some of the most iconic moves of the King of Pop. So I apologize, Michael, if you heard that. I'm sorry that I have... completely disgraced all the stuff that you have done. Please forgive me. Anyway, you can check that out. And you know, some of you might even be familiar with the song. You'll know when you hear it, I'm sure. Jay Park, as usual, always doing new, always trying new things, always versatile, and just puts on a great performance. I'll leave you with that. And of course, if you have a request for me, you can send it to asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news and you want to get a discussion going, you can send it to the same email. Again, that's asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next, we have our weekly arts report. Sarah's coming in here to talk about some things that have been happening this past week in the local arts scene. And of course, tune back in next week. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101. For CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, for Asian Wave 101, I'm Steve. This has been a pleasure, everyone. Until next week, take care, everybody. Jay Park to end us off. Peace.
Wow. Feels good right here. Everybody clap your hand like this. Clap. Woo. A-O-N-G, Dream Team, come on. Cha-cha. I said,
Oh, 바로 이 느낌이야. 내가 원했던 느낌이야. 지금 모습이 너무 아름다워.
So good, so good. 너랑 있을 때. dance, transformation, an expression of the heart through voice, the heart opening to love, channeling of intention, kirtan community, yoga culture, bhakti, ancient traditions, modern environment, intentional community,